Hello and welcome to Mind Decoder here on Waiheke Radio, your psychedelic radio show. This week brought to you by the letters L, S and D and the numbers 25. Whilst we reflect upon just how different the world would have been had Alfred Hoffman stopped at LSD 24. I wouldn't be here presenting a musical mix that takes in a psychedelic pop, acid folk, hauntology, krautrock and avant-garde wig-outs.
And you wouldn't be at home wanting me to. So there you go, a positive drug story if ever there was one, I think. Yes, it's Mind Decoder. Presented by me, L, each Thursday night, a cosmic probe into the depths of your pretty little minds. And on this week's show, I'll be playing music from the likes of Jefferson Airplane, The Pretty Things, Julian Cope, My Bloody Valentine, Cranium Pie, The Spaceman 3, and Comus, to name just seven of the acts lined up for you, including a 17-minute wig-out from Italian art rockers Lestel Di Mario Schifano, and the semi-legendary recording of Revolution 20, take two, by the Beatles, that's definitely worth staying up late for. It's a continuous mix, but as you know, I like to pop back halfway through the show to give you a track listing
and figuratively peel back your eyelids and
just to make sure you're all there. And of course, before I go any further, I should also remind you that the show is available as a podcast
from waihikiradio.org.nz. Just click on the podcast section and you'll find this week's show all ready to go and a complete track listing for all of the acts on tonight's show. And if I say so myself, this is one of my favourites so far. I do hope you enjoy it as much as me.
So,
make yourselves comfortable, dim the lights,
turn the sound up, light a candle or two, and do that thing that you do when you're stressing me off or ignoring you're listening to Mind Decoder.
Please enjoy your trip.
There is more to reality than meets a normal eye. Behind the curtain of everyday consciousness is hidden another unutterably strange mental universe.
Thank you.
realm of mystical experience. And those who've been there describe the visit as the most significant event of their lives. Until recent times, it was a world known only to holy men, to saints, and perhaps to the insane. Then, a generation ago, this drug, LSD, escaped from the laboratory.
almost anybody with fixed ideas and with a great certainty about what's what to take this thing.
This is the most dangerous drug that we have in the world today.
That's a good one.
Go. If you can reach a firm verdict about the right to use this fascinating, beneficent, but dangerous drug to kill the person, I end.
You're listening to Mind Decoder.
There is nothing left over which to bicker. The mechanisms continue to labor. And the scorched earth erodes to dust, swept away by gusts of radiated breath as the seas go still.
You're listening to Mind Decoder. Coder. You're listening to Mind Decoder on Waiheke Radio. On Waiheke Radio. On Waiheke Radio. On Waiheke Radio. On Waiheke Radio.
I think the people who would benefit most of all are professors. I think it would be extremely good for almost anybody with fixed ideas and with a great certainty about what's what to take this thing and to realize that the world he has constructed is by no means the only world, that there are these extraordinary other types of universe which we may inhabit and which we should be very grateful for inhabiting, I think.
I was wide awake in a dream. know, it sounds like ecstasy.
Had a drug. Has it done anything to you yet?
Oh, yes.
In what ways?
The colours have become quite a lot brighter. Also, I'm getting slight paisley effects in the sky.
What do you mean by that?
Well, all of the boxes are performing paisley.
Thank you. island on the coast of Maine. Red signs outside with Jack on tail. Some sensuality that I can't explain. Some sensuality that I can't explain.
End of part one. Intermission.
Absolutely spellbinding Ecstasy Symphony and Transparent Radiation.
open brackets.
Flashback, brackets. From the Spaceman 3, a numbed out narcotic bliss from their Transparent Radiation EP, released in 1987, and a record that fair changed the way I listened to music back in the day. You're listening to Mind Decoder here with me, L, curating your psychedelic needs, which I hope are being met by the show. And now that I've interrupted your reverie, let me just fill you in on what you've heard so far. I won't keep you too long, and then I'll let you get back to the show. I started part one of Mind Decoder with French musician Jonathan Morali, who releases music under the rather tellingly named Sid Matters. I played a track called Automatic from his debut album A Whisper and a Sigh, released back in 2002. I then played Bracelets of Fingers from SF Sorrow by The Pretty Things, possibly the world's first rock opera, released in 1967. I followed that with a moogie piece of electronica from Paul Weller's 22 Dreams album, released back in 2008, and the album which very much saw his renaissance. I played 111, or possibly just 111, I suppose, which I had seamlessly disappear into Jefferson Airplane's A Small Package of Some Value Will Come to You Shortly, from their After Bathing at Baxter's album, released in 1967. And fear not, there'll be a proper track from this album later on in the show. I played Seasons Part 1 from Wolf People, the opening track from their 2010 debut album Tidings. And I played This Was Now, Release the Birds by Cranium Pie from their debut album Mechanisms Part 1, released in 2011. I played The Golden Morning Breaks
by Colleen. That was the diaphanously lovely track that sounded like the sigh of a torn, dew-kissed spider's web, if you know what I mean, from 2005. I then played Cover Me by the marvellously named Dutch musician Freak Kinkilar, who releases under the slightly more prosaic name Brennan, from his album The Beekeeper's Dream, released in 2006. I followed that with Isabel Campbell and a heartbreakingly fragile cover of Hori Horo from her 2006 release Milk White Sheets. And then I felt compelled to go down the classical route with The Flower Song by Leo Delibes from the opera Lakmé, of course, which provided a sensuous accompaniment to that hot scene between Susan Sarandon and Catherine Deneuve in Ridley Scott's The Hunger. And then I played Genopides Number 2 by Eric Sarte, because, well, what else do you follow The Flower Song with? And finally, I brought us back today to the Spaceman 3 with Transparent Radiation, thus concluding a numbly beautiful first part of the show. Part 2 is a slightly different vibe, it must be said, including a 17-minute avant-garde freakout from L'Estel di Mario Schifano called
Gli ultimati però o il bradimenti dal Orlando Furioso o spite Peter Hartman e fine
di ascoltarsi con TV Accessa
senza volume. Possibly. The only piece of music I've ever heard that comes with the listening instructions in any language in this case, it says, with the TV on but the sound down, although you may wonder whether the reverse is in fact true about halfway through the recording. And if you're hard enough for that, you'll be rewarded with a very rare playing of the Beatles' semi-legendary recording of Revolution 20, Take 2, which is well worth sticking around for, in my opinion, although you may change your mind well before you get that far. But plenty to look forward to, nevertheless. So, seatbelts on. You're listening to Mind Decoder. On with the show.
You're listening to Waiheke Radio, 88.3 and 107.4 FM.
End of intermission. Part 2.
Hello, who's there? Hello, who's there? Hello, who's there? Waxman. It could be him too. Give me a board as I get the buzz on. Do you?
Hello, who's there? Hello, who's there? Hello, oh.
Thank you. these experiences that they were real and that they took place outside time.
Mind decoder.
S'être arrêté là devant le spectacle muet d'un lendemain d'orgie. Deux hirondelles s'étaient depuis longtemps installées, leur caca clapotant se desséchait seul. Triste, River ne pensait qu'à penser, de toute façon comme il disait lui. C'était une phrase toujours interrompue. Un éclair soudain devait le saisir, ses mains cherchaient un motif, une sympathie, n'importe quoi, de la douceur. Depuis toujours. Jamais on ne disait toujours, sans songer à l'aube du jour, le vent, chaud son corps, fou ses espoirs. Et avec charme, il se masturbait comme personne ne pouvait le faire. Chaque mouvement était alors un pas de plus vers elle. Une poignée de coton hydrophile et un chapeau sur la tête, déclare Stine. J'ai senti tout à coup que le choc était plus probable. Je n'étais pas surpris, je n'avais pas peur. Rodolphe avait freiné trop fortement, et Connie ne conduit pas au même tempo que les Villois. J'étais même curieux, intéressé par les mouvements de la voiture. Le paysage évolue dans une autre dimension, le code de la route est alors impuissant et dérisoire. La voiture va où elle doit aller, sans respecter les divers obstacles qui sont ou ne sont pas là ou ailleurs. Choc sourd, décevant. Accélération centrifuge, et tout redevient normal, normal et amusant. Le système, notre civilisation se montre, étant très vite dans l'efficace, l'inhumain. Il y a quand même ce moment où les deux chauffeurs mâles communiquent. Tout devient mâle, asexué. Coup de foudre. Kerzen, Tomatensaft, zweimal 150 Gramm Rindfleisch, viel Obst, viel Obst, viel Obst, viel Obst, viel Obst, viel Obst, was zum Trinken, Brot, Margarine. Chère chambre, tu m'as longtemps regardé quand j'étais nu sur le lit, quand je restais sans rien dire longtemps. Tu dois me connaître maintenant, j'ai vu le monde à travers tes trois yeux. J'ai vécu dans ton sein, tous mes instants vides, blancs, nuits, yeux ouverts sur des pensées sans fin. Et qui, à force de se retourner, perdent ainsi leur source. Toutes mes humeurs et mes envies, mon échec solitaire, quand je peins si longtemps, chaque matin, à grand-peine et sagement. Tu dois me comprendre, parce que toi non plus, ta ferme quand ça claque, porte tes coins où passe le vent et le froid et la catastrophe. Quand tu veux dire que tu ne sais pas, je les connais, je les observais. cause si tu t'es ennuyé, ma chambre. Maintenant tout a changé. Est-ce qu'un sentiment trop fort encombre le paysage? Il est si tenu et très transportable. Je m'en sers souvent et beaucoup l'acceptent. Je vois aussi que certaines humeurs se répètent, espacées de plusieurs années. Nous devons peut-être accorder nos passés.
You're listening to Mind Decoder.
Debbie and Darlene El Tour Piccolo Isolation Booth.
Okay. Maracas,
dude. You don't make it easy. No, schizzo, Debbie. Primo schizzo. Poi lui. Poi tu sotto lui.
Forse è meglio questo, così possiamo sedere in due. Va bene. È troppo alto questo.
Are you well? Who speaks?
Sergio.
Alzare un po' la tua.
Troppo alto?
Sempre odio la polizia, soprattutto quando fermano un cazzo che sta guidando così.
You're listening to Mind Decoder. Coder. Coder. Coder.
Oh, It is that.
Listening to Mind Decoder, on Waiheke Radio, on Waiheke Radio, on Waiheke Radio, on Waiheke Radio.
Because of the absence of consciousness. And so, to whatever degree any one of us can bring back a small piece of the picture and contribute it to the building of a new paradigm, then we participate in the redemption of the human spirit. And that, after all, is what it's really all about.
Seven sales, is it? Yes, I know we've been. If Bill's been off a waps thing, here is it. First in it.
A suitably messed up ending to a suitably messed up show, I think. And that was Wendell Austin at the end there with the novelty country tune about the dangers of LSD. And if you hang around after the show, I'll line that up to be the first track that gets played when we resume to our usual nighttime broadcasting. Hi, how you doing? My name's L, and that was my decoder here on Waiheke Radio. Say it.
Your community radio station.
And I do hope that you enjoyed this week's show as much as I did. While you gather yourself up for bed, why don't I fill you in on what you just heard? Started part two of the show with a band called July and Hello, Who's There? From their only album, also intriguingly called July, released in 1968.
From 1967, I played Watch Her Ride, for me the standout track from Jefferson Airplane's After Bathing at Baxter's, which I had disappear into what they no doubt hoped would be perceived as an ironic advert for Levi's jeans, whilst they took the man's dollar. I followed that with Swallow by My Bloody Valentine from the Tremolo EP, released in 1991 to accompany the Loveless LP. I played Spun Around by the Boo Radleys from their groundbreaking album Giant Steps, released in 1993. I played Faust and the lovely Cher Chambre from their 1973's The Faust Tapes. And I just stopped mucking around and played L'Estelle di Mario Schifano, or The Stars of Mario Schifano, with... And this is in Italian, so bear with me. Gli ultimi parole di Brandimanti, dal Orlando Furioso, ospite Peter Hartman, e fine da ascoltarsi con TV accessa senza volume.
Or... The last words of Brandimanti as taken from
Orlando Furioso with guest Peter Hartman, open brackets, which should be listened to with the TV on but the sound off, close brackets.
The opening track from their only album, Dedicato A, released in 1967.
That was the track that you wish would just get on with it, but while you were off making yourself a cup of tea, it finished, and I played the ever so rare recording of the Beatles' Revolution 20,
take 2, something that you don't hear very much on the radio these days, and I concluded the show with another track from Paul Weller's 22 Dreams.
Night Flight, a little acid folk charm to send you off to bed.
And that was my decoder for another week. Do join me again next week if you can, where I'd like to do it or something similar all again, all over you. But of course, this show is available as a podcast from waihikiradio.org.nz, where you'll also find a pretty together track listing that will tell you a little bit about all of the music you've heard on tonight's show, which is, and I think this bears pointing out, repeated on a Monday night.
That's it from me. Enjoy the rest of your evening and indeed the rest of your week. Thanks for joining me here on Mind Decoder. This is Elle saying
good night. Waiheke Radio.